Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tammet with you, joined now by Perry LeCompton head football coach. That is Mike Paramore. It is presented by First State Bank. His team coming off a 30-0 loss against Sabetha last week in the opener. Coach, probably so much to digest from that game, but just a few key takeaways from it.
Well, it was good for us to get out there. I mean, like I said, we're breaking in a whole lot of new guys and getting their first chance under those Friday night lights. We pulled a lot of good things out there. Obviously, there's some things we can work on and a lot of things we got to do to get better. But, you know, I like the way we continued to compete. I thought we did a nice job of being physical. We put some nice drives together. We just didn't finish. We got some stops, gave ourselves some opportunities. But there's a lot of things got to clean up. Turnover is number one. They turned the ball over 4 times. It's going to be tough to beat anybody, and much less do it against a good team like Sabetha. But I like the way our kids competed and excited about them to get back to practice and get back to it next week.
There were so many plays that kind of swung the momentum of that game. There was that portion early in the first half where you were down just a touchdown early. You guys had it inside their red zone. You had it 4th and goal, and it appeared to be a catch inside the 5, but it looked like the receiver might have dropped it just late, turned into a turnover on downs, and then Sabetha drove the length of the field and were able to score to go up 2 scores in that game. Do you feel like that was kind of maybe the biggest swing of the game, at least early on at that point?
Well, I thought I'd love their response to come back after the score, because we did in the short field on the first one where we had the turnover, and you know, they ended up driving down, but we turned it over on our side of the field on the interception on that early. And then come back, and we put a nice drive together. Went on like a 10-12 play drive and got ourselves down there and gave ourselves an opportunity. And just, now we got to go finish. That's the big part of it. Did all those things to get ourselves in that position and get down there knocking on the door. Now let's go make a play and finish it. But we'll get better, and we'll learn from that. But then, like I said, they put a good drive together, and we're down 14-0 at half. But, I like that our guys competed.
Talk about your quarterback, Tristan Gordon, his first start, taking over for Gunnar Ball. The yardage was there. He led you on the ground nearly 50 yards, and he was able to find some passing, throughout the course of the game, 60 yards through the air. But, talk about his progression through that game. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Yeah, he continues it, and he gets better every day, and it takes time. Now, that transition from him being a running back now to being a quarterback, there's a lot more for him to handle and got in front of him, and I like the way that he has dealt with that, and he continues to get better and starts to understand the process of what it takes to play quarterback now, and getting the ball out, getting to the right guys, and being in control of the offense, and he'll only get better from it. And that's a tough start for us. That's a good football team we played Friday night. I mean, they were physical, they were big, they're veterans that have been in the fight before, and so that was a big challenge for us.
Perry LeCompton, head football coach, Mike Paramore joining us. They got a matchup on the road at Riverside in week 2. We'll talk about it when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Cause football coach, out of Perry LeCompton, of course. That is Mike Paramore. And our conversation with the coach presented by First State Bank as our locker room chats continue. Coach, Friday, week 2, you go on the road for the first time. You take on a Riverside team that got by Jeff West in their week 1 opener. You get a chance to see the Cyclones throughout the course of the week, the preparations. What do you see? What stands out about them?
They got a nice football team. They got a good win. Anytime you can go on the road in the opener and get one, that says a little bit about your football team. They showed some courage and made some plays, had a big goal line stand towards the end of the game, and then were able to run out the clock that, went ahead and sealed the victory for them. They got some backs that run hard. I think their quarterback's dangerous. He's a guy that can make plays. They're doing some nice things up there. And, we battled with them last year. We jumped on them early, but they didn't go away, and they kept hanging around and get themselves some chances. So we got a handful. It's always a challenge to go on the road, and it's a good road trip for us to go up there. And as a young team, learn how to travel and what it takes from a focus standpoint and a preparation standpoint to go on the road and go into a different environment and deal with that and still be successful.
Ryder Davis had the 2nd touchdown, which proved to be the difference in their win over Jeff West last week. He might be their, most athletic playmaker, and he is certainly one of the better just athletes in general, multi-sport athletes inside the Big 7. What do you see from him on tape?
Very talented. I mean, like I said, dangerous when the ball is in his hands. And so we're going to have to do some things and make sure defensively we're sound in how we prepare and make sure we defend gaps and then also make sure we tackle. Be good tacklers, get around the ball and swarm to it.
Do you see the biggest progression? Is this a normal thing from week 1 to week 2? Is that where you kind of, and again, the coaches just in general, is that where you expect to see maybe the biggest jump at any portion in the year? Is it from week 1 to week 2?
I think that's always a big time because it's the first time. I mean, with the Jamboree, it allows us to get a better feel for some things. But to go play a full game and to be in that situation and really see some things allows you to make that progress. I've always felt that, you know, from game one to game two. But, you know, our expectation is we're going to get better every week. And if we're going to be a good football team and we want to be dangerous when it comes time to October and do that, then every week we need to get better. And we're fully expecting that we'll make that progress. It was good to look at film and let those guys see some of those things that we can improve on and then address that in practice. And you know, like what they've done the first couple of days in practice to go forward and improve. And they want to get better, and they practice well. And I'm excited about our guys and just ready to get back to it again Friday night.
Finally, Coach, your expectations and a few keys for what it's going to take to get a win on the road at Riverside this week.
No, I think, you know, what we always ask. We ask our guys to come up and play with great effort and make sure they understand what their job is. If they can do their job and do it with great effort and great enthusiasm, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win every Friday night. And that's what our expectation is always going to be. Go out and play with great effort, play with great enthusiasm, and make sure you do your job best you can.
Barry LeCompton, head football coach. That is Mike Paramore. He joins us each and every week throughout the season, brought to you by First State Bank. Cause rebounding, looking to rebound after that loss to Sabetha last week. They go on the road to take on Riverside in week two. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.